Paul's Call is presented by Brooklyn Bedding. Order your mattress by three. Get it delivered today free.
Hey, it's your call, man.
No. It's your call.
No, it's your call.
No, it's your call.
Hey, nitwits. It's Paul's Call.
All right, Doug, we don't care about your question.
Next question, please.
I mean, just get off the question already.
Next question.
It's a legitimate question.
Next question.
Enough about David Johnson. Enough with a stinking question.
Get some facts.
That's right.
And come back and see.
Right. Like Coach Buzzkill said last night when a reporter asked him, your Patriots are now 1-2.
I don't think anybody clinched the playoff spot today. I don't think anybody was eliminated today.
That's right. Nothing. Ain't nothing been decided yet, Doug. Besides, if Old Dominion can beat the pants off Va Tech.
Jeremy Cox, 15-10-5. Kick, please. Touchdown, Old Dominion.
Everyone match the energy of the Old Dominion radio guy on a Monday.
Check, please.
Because it can always get worse. Not only was Old Dominion winless.
0.0.
They gained 632 yards of total offense.
Boom, boom, boom.
The most given up by Virginia Tech since 93.
Into a sack he goes. The clock goes to zeros. And the Old Dominion Monarch football team has its biggest win ever.
So we salute the team that just went Costanza, hashtag opposite.
My name is George.
Yep.
I'm unemployed and I live with my parents.
And we fire in their honor. The sold-out shotgun of sports.
Oh.
Sports takes and somebody's alma mater around here into the top 25 in every direction. How about them Berkeley Bears? 3-0.
Oh, how about that, yo?
Ranked for the first time since October 2015. Cal football number 24 in the land. Down goes Maloney's Oregon Ducks next. This is the year we change our name to Pauly Pasadena.
Actually, how many times has Cal been to the Rose Bowl, Paul?
It's been the late 50s, Doug. We want Nick Saban, actually, because we're officially over our skis right now.
How dare you say that about Alabama?
Let me tell you, Alabama, we want a piece of you in the national championship game.
You want a piece of me? You got it!
By the way, you know who else is into the top 25 for the first time since October 2015?
We looked tired or, I don't know, we didn't have life.
Coach K's Duke football program is ranked, you know, a program where people typically say.
I'm going to just tell you we were awful.
Right.
And then you're going to say, what are we going to do?
Right. Duke football is number 22. You know who's ranked 17th?
My challenge is making sure these kids don't drink that poison. That poison being, we have an easy road.
Coach Cal, your Kentucky football team.
What?
Otherwise known as the University of Fighting Corey Peters.
If they drink that poison, we'll be done Thursday.
Now, speaking of the poison, okay, you know the guy who's most famous for that phrase.
It's like poison, you know what I mean? It's like taking poison, rat poison.
How many times has Coach Saban ripped the media?
I'm a lumber jack!
Ripped us for heaping praise and props and plaudits on the tide.
You know, all that stuff you write about how good we are and all that stuff they hear on ESPN.
Right.
It's like poison.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we get it. Now, after Jack stopping A&M 45-23.
Don't ask me any more questions about this.
Saban himself has a question / request for the media.
One thing I'd like to say to everybody, and I don't want to get into the rat poison again, but we got a good team. But our team needs to do a lot of things to improve.
Okay, now he can't be happy. It's only game four, right?
The
Dude.
Factor.
Dude. And he's ranked number one. Where do you go from here?
Dude.
So he explains to the media that, yes, we've managed to slam Louisville 51-14. We beat Arkansas State 57-7. Ole Miss 62-7.
Kaplooey!
But
if what our team has accomplished to this point makes them in any way not take into account the kind of teams that we have to play in the future, and they underestimate what we need to do to improve so that we can become a better team.
He's scared here of his players reading the media clippings, right? Okay, as young men.
Alabama uniform on and win the game.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen that way.
Okay.
And it's going to be everybody's choice in the organization.
Right. So he implores the media to do exactly what he's ripped them for in the past.
Do you do what everybody else in the media does, just create some and throw it on the wall and see what sticks?
He now wants the media to bust out their
personal flamethrower
and light into his tied team.
So I'd appreciate it if you would, you know, sort of look at some of the things we didn't do so well and write about that. So maybe I can show it to the players and say, look here, man, here's something you can do better.
Rip my team, please.
Dude. Honestly, just
Coach
knock it off.
Saban, I mean, in your words.
Makes no sense at all.
I'm not getting this. I mean, you're asking us media pencil necks to help motivate your team?
Dude.
I mean, for $10 million a year, I think you can get your own motivational speech going. I mean, my goodness.
I'm glad I told them no.
As for the Cardinals QB situation, guess who saw the QB change coming?
The Bears.
Khalil Mack after the win.
So I'm glad I got a chance to watch film on him a little bit last night, and we had a feeling that maybe it'll change.
They watched themselves some Josh Rosen film Saturday night.
Yeah.
And he goes on to say,
You can tell he's going to be a talented quarterback in this league. He was able to make some quick throws and some quick decisions to put their offense in a position to possibly score.
Some respect from Khalil Mack, Josh Rosen. Despite the turnover and the sack at the very end.
He's a good player, Paul.
Yeah. Paul, he has more sacks than the Raiders do. What were they doing?
By the way, the Chicago Tribune says at halftime that one of the reporters was told, they don't identify who told him that, that Cardinals were, quote, ripe to cough up a lead at home, quote, end quote, much like they did in 06.
Mom.
So that's how it gets worse. So now,
wait a minute, 06, you're not talking about Danny.
Yes.
Danny Greenwolf.
Yes.
Oh, you dirtbag.
Don't make us play the fumble call. You're lucky I don't have that at my disposal right now, by
the
way. I
can't believe you don't have that ready.
I don't have that at my disposal. I mean, maybe someone get it on that, but we're too busy pulling Schefter from this morning before you guys went on.
I had some people around the league tell me this week, you need to watch Arizona because they're going to be making a change here real soon. And so I reached out to a bunch of people in Arizona. No response all week long.
That tells you something, right?
No response all week long.
Now, Doug, I believe you touched on the contract situation.
Sam Bradford's contract is designed in a way that for each game he is active or on the roster, he makes an additional $312,500.
So there's a financial component here.
So if the Arizona Cardinals decided today not to activate him anymore or to release him, because you got Mike Glenn in there anyway,
right?
They would save over $4 million in salary cap space.
You think that's part of the equation? Because
do you think that's going to happen?
Well, as somebody said to me, if you're not going to play him, why keep him?
Right.
Yeah.
Did he say salary cap space?
That's what he said.
For this year? Is that what he was saying?
I presume. I mean, if you're getting...
He makes it sound that way.
If you can actually cut ties with him and then the savings are effective immediately, I presume, even though those would be... Per game bonus is not yet paid out, but do you have to account for those under the cap before the season begins?
You have to account for them if they're easily makeable bonuses, and they would have counted, I assume, as easily makeable bonuses. And yes, now I think there's a difference between keeping him and not cutting him versus outright releasing him. Though I think it's better to keep him on the roster, but you just don't activate him every week.
And if he doesn't start, he doesn't get the weekly bonus, right? Isn't the bonus predicated on starting?
According to what I've read, it's him just being on the 46-man roster. So you could keep him, but you don't activate him.
Okay.
Wrap it!
It's time once again for No Comprendo.
So if the Cardinals are going to give the keys to a rookie quarterback...
It's my team.
Right.
It's my quarterback.
Let's hope it goes better than this happening.
Unbelievable story. A school bus driver in Indiana is now facing charges for letting some of the students on her bus drive it.
But no way. Come on.
What? The bus driver said, hey, which one of you young punks wants to actually drive?
Police say 27-year-old Joandria McCaddy turned the wheel over to three kids. One of them as young as 11.
No way.
No way.
Come on.
Bus driver, you're not teaching driver's ed.
Holy smokes.
The school bus is for students to ride, not drive it, not turn 11-year-olds into student drivers.
She says she allowed the children to drive the bus short distances while other students watched this go down.
Kids,
short distances.
Kids were on the bus while other kids were allowed to drive it. I don't believe it. And yes, they called the police.
The bus company fired that driver, saying her behavior was completely unacceptable.
Unacceptable, incomprehensible.
Deplorable, unfathomable, improbable.
Ah, this ball's gone.
Thank you, Paul.